topic is Birchas Kriya Shema. So primarily, as we've seen so far in the first part of Maseches Brachos, the sugyas are about Kriya Shema. So obviously the sugya of Birchas Kriya Shema is a very critical sugya in this first parak of Maseches Brachos. The Mishnah says, Brachos taf yud aleph amin aleph, b'shachar mevarech shtayim lefaneho, v'achas li'achareho, u'be'erev mevarech shtayim lefaneho, shtayim l'achareho. There is such a thing called Birchas Kriya Shema. You make two brachos before Kriya Shema at Shachris and one after, and at Mariv two before and two after. Good. So the most fundamental question that everybody asks is, what exactly is the nature of these brachos of Birchas Kriya Shema? Obviously, if you just take a quick look at them, they fundamentally look different than a regular Birchas HaMitzvah. Typically, before the timing seems like a Birchas HaMitzvah. You say that, yeah, at least the brachos beforehand, you say them before you reach Shema. The timing looks like a Birchas HaMitzvah, but the text does not look like a Birchas HaMitzvah. The text does not have the classic Birchas HaMitzvah text, which is a short text. First of all, it's always direct, it's to the point, and it's also Asher Kedishonim Mimsos V'tzivanu. We have neither of those things. Both the Brach of Yetzirah and the Brach of Avraham V'Solom are long brachos, and neither of them say Asher Kedishonim Mimsos V'tzivanu. So that right away gives a hint that maybe it's not your classical Birchas HaMitzvah. So we're going to have to deal with two things. First of all, we're going to have to deal with what type of bracha it is, and then we're going to have to deal with, if it's not a Birchas HaMitzvah, well then why isn't there a Birchas HaMitzvah on Kriya Shema? Meaning, if this isn't the Birchas HaMitzvah, then what is the Birchas HaMitzvah? Is Kriya Shema not enough? Do you have the Makaros? Yeah, you brought this. Okay. If Kriya Shema is not enough of a if Kriya Shema is seems like enough of a mitzvah to require a Birchas HaMitzvah, why shouldn't it be enough of a mitzvah to require a Birchas HaMitzvah? So let's start with the first point. The Rashba Netshuva Chelek Aleph Simin Shin Yotes seems to say very clearly that Birchas Kriya Shema are not a Birchas HaMitzvah. He writes, a person is Kari Kriya Shema below Birchas Seha, you Yotze. Because brachos are not ma'akev. Well, since when are brachos ever ma'akev a mitzvah? However, he says, unbelievable. Mi umistavra, shechozer v'omer brachos bifnei atzman below Kriya Shema. If you said Kriya Shema already, let's say you daven at a shul that starts davening on Shabbos morning at 9 o'clock, and they therefore miss Man Kriya Shema 80% of the year, or something like that. So you're careful to say Kriya Shema beforehand. So now comes time for Kriya Shema together with the shul. So says the Rashba, there's no point in saying Kriya Shema again. You already said Kriya. Just say the brachos. Say the Birchas Kriya Shema without the Shema. An unbelievable chiddush that the brachos can be divorced from the Shema. The brachos were nitkan to say kodem kriya, so before you read the Shema. He says, nah, lav brachos al kriya Shema, kedei shetiamer heich yivarech shalo ala kriya. He says, these aren't really brachos on Shema, per se, that you would have to then ask, how can you make this bracha without saying Shema? She'enu mevarech asher kidishonim, sotzi vizvanu, likra Shema, no seina Torah, kederek shetiknu, b'kriya sa Torah, b'kriya sa Megillah. He says, and the clearest raya, the most obvious raya, is the text. The text of the bracha is not a Asher Kedishonim Mimsos V'Tzivanu. So these brachos are what you would probably assume stam Birchas Shevach. Now, it's most appropriate to say these Birchas Shevach around Kriya Shema because these are Divrei Shevach that relate to some of the themes of Kriya Shema. Certainly, the bracha of Avraham Avsolam is about Torah. Kriya Shema are three parshios of Torah that are highlighted for whatever reason, Kabbalah Sol Malach Shemaim, Kabbalah Mitzvos, all mitzvos that are symbolized by tzitzis in the third parsha. So it makes sense to be mishabeach, to say a bracha of Shevach about Torah around the time that you're going to say Shema. It makes sense to say Yotzeror Varich Hoshech around the time that you're going to do a mitzvah that's dafka done in the morning and night when Or turns to Choshech and Choshech turns to Or. It makes sense to give that Shevach around that time, but the Shevach is not necessarily attached to that Maisa. It's not about the Maisa mitzvah of saying Kriya Shema that we give the Shevach. The Shevach is a Shevach that you give. Where do you ever have such a thing that we say a Birchas HaShevach right around a particular time, but really it could be said any other time also? So there's a major discussion in the poskim. What is the nature of the bracha of Hamapil? right? The Mishnah Brura has a shita that he paskins that if a person says hamapil, they should not, cannot, must not talk after hamapil. Why? Because hamapil is on the sleep. So if you speak in between hamapil and sleeping, so it's going to be a hefsik between the bracha and the maisa that the bracha goes on, which is the sleep. A large group of achronim disagree with the Mishnah Brura on this point. If I'm not mistaken, the Elia Rabba, the Martzchias in the back of the Gemara, Maseches Brachos, the Tzitz Eliezer, more contemporary, the Ber Moshe, a lot of posts can disagree with this. And they say, no, the bracha of Amapil is clearly not a bracha on a Maisa. It's not a Birchas Hananin. It's not a Birchas Mitzvah. What is it? It's a Birchas HaShevach. So really, a Birchas HaShevach, you could say whatever you want. You're praising the Ribbono Shel Olam. So you praise the Ribbono Shel Olam. Created such a wonderful, amazing thing called sleep. That's great. But it doesn't really, it's not going on your going to sleep. So then why do we say it dafka right before we go to sleep? Because when else are you going to say it? That's the, usually you're most impressed by the notion of sleep when you're dead tired, you're collapsing on your face, and you realize there's your bed, and now you're going to enjoy a good night's sleep. So that's when you appreciate the Shevach the most. When do you appreciate the Divrei Shevach that you're going to say in the Birchus Kriya Shema? Right around the time that you say Shema. It's appropriate to put it next to Shema, says the Rashba. But necessary? No. You could say these brachos even outside of the context of Shema, and that is perfectly fine. That is the sheet of the Rashba. It seems that the Ran holds this way as well. There is a Tosos Maseches Sukkah of Memdalar and Beis. Tosos discusses the bracha on Hallel. When we do say a bracha, when we don't say a bracha, half Hallel, whole Hallel. So one of the rayas Rabbeinu Tam brings that we do say a bracha on half Hallel is the fact that the Gemara tells a story of someone went to visit somebody and he asked him something and he didn't respond, and why wasn't he mafsik in the middle. So the Gemara discusses about whether you're allowed to be mafsik, not allowed to be mafsik. So says the Rabbeinu Tam, obviously if we're discussing if you're allowed to be mafsik, there must be birchas mitzvah. Because without a birchas mitzvah, what issue is there about being mafsik? You're just reading psukim. So stop in the middle of reading psukim and say hello to somebody. What difference does it make? It must be that there's a birchas mitzvah if we're even talking about being mafsik. Says the Ran on that Tosos, he says, I don't think it's a raya at all. He says, because after all, Afilu Omer Olson Kaseder in birchas kriya shema ki birchas mitzvah, shein onu mevarchin likros hashema, I'll give you another example of where you're reading a series of psukim, you're not allowed to be mafsik, and still there's no birchas mitzvah. Kriya Shema. Just like, what do you want, Rabbeinu Tam wanted to say? Hallel, you're reading a series of psukim, you're not allowed to be mafsik, it must be that there's a birchas mitzvah. No, Kriya Shema also is a series of psukim, you're not allowed to be mafsik, you're not allowed to just stop in the middle and say hello to people. And yet there is no birchas mitzvah. So you see, the Ran clearly holds like the Rashba, that the birchas kriya shema are not birchas mitzvah. He says, he uses kriya shema as a raya, as an example of something that doesn't have a birchas mitzvah. So that is shita number one. Shita number one, the Rashba, the Ran, birchas kriya shema are not birchas mitzvah, they are birchas shevach, and the Rashba even goes so far as to say that the brachas can be done outside of the context of shema. Shita number two is the Ramban in Brachos Daf Beis Amud Beis. The Ramban says, well, wait a second. It's very nice to give a shiur on the topic of Birchas HaTorah or Birchas Kriya Shema and say they fit into this category, they fit into that category, they fit into the other category. But if there are more than one bracha that are under discussion, it would be intellectually dishonest to just necessarily assume that all of these brachos have to fit into the same category. Meaning you find this a lot in shiurim that you see on Birchas HaTorah. What are Birchas HaTorah? Is a bracha on Cheftza Shel Torah, the Brisker Rav, or is Birchas HaMitzvah, is Birchas Shevach, or Birchas HaNenin, right? What exactly is Birchas HaTorah? It's possible that since there are multiple Birchas HaTorah, that one of them is one type of bracha, another one is another type of bracha. Same is true by Kriya Shema, says the Ramban. It's very possible that there is a Birchas HaMitzvah in Kriya Shema, and there's also a Birchas Shevach that we say around the time of Kriya Shema. The Ramban writes, Birchas Avas Olam is a Birchas HaMitzvah. He says, V'yaldusi Niskasha Alaya, I always wondered about this in my youth. Lefisha Dover Yadua. In my youth, I was wondering, you know, how many hits Derek Jeter is going to retire with. But the Ramban was always wondering in his youth. Shadavri Yadua. I still wonder sometimes about the hits, but Shadavri Yadua. Sha'avas Olam Birchs HaMitzvah Hilu Kriya Shema. Everyone knows, he says. Avas Olam is a Birchs HaMitzvah Hilu Kriya Shema. How does everyone know? What do you mean everyone knows it's a Birchs HaMitzvah Hilu Kriya Shema? The Rashba didn't know that. Why does the Ramban assume that it's a Birchs HaMitzvah Hilu Kriya Shema? Says the Ramban, simple, because every mitzvah needs a bracha. Shekala mitzvah skulun, tu no sein bracha v'las yasad. And when do you make the bracha? Right before you do the mitzvah. What's the bracha you do right before you do the mitzvah of Kriya Shema? Avos Olam. So it's got to be Birchas HaMitzvah. It fits. It fits the criteria. It's a mitzvah needs a bracha. The bracha is always done right before the mitzvah. Avos Olam is done right before Kriya Shema. Perfect. So Avos Olam is a Birchas HaMitzvah. And he says, you find this by, and don't tell me that mitzvahs that involve Dibur don't get a bracha. Mitzvahs that involve Dibur get a bracha also. Hallel, Megillah, Kriya HaTorah. So Kriya Shema is no different. It should be just like everything else on the list. But, says the Ramban, Birchas Yotzer Or, Umar Varavim, Birchas Shevachin. Why is he going to say they're Birch Shevach? Why can't they also be a Birchas HaMitzvah? Well, there's something we never ever find by Birchas HaMitzvah, or very, very rarely, to have two Birchas HaMitzvah before one mitzvah. You never have that. So whichever one is over Las Yasan, that's the one that's the Birchas HaMitzvah. The one that's over the Over, the one that's before that bracha, that can't be a Birchas HaMitzvah. It doesn't fit the rules of Birchas HaMitzvah. Aside from the fact that the words don't fit a Birchas HaMitzvah. And he says, the Gemara has a discussion. Someone who's lo ra'a ma'oros me'amav, is he pares al shema? So the idea is that it's a shevach, that this is an issue of shevach takodesh baruch hu. The bracha of avas olam is birchas mitzvah for the chiv of reading kriya shema. And he says, you know what the greatest raya to that is? I think we discussed the Mishnah Maseches Tamid that described every morning in the Beis HaMikdash when they would wake up the Kohanim. So the guy waking up the Kohanim, the guy, the Mumuna, the one who was in charge of waking up the Kohanim, what a job that must have been. So he used to say, let's go, everyone, get up, Birchu Bracha Achas. Make one bracha. What do you mean make one bracha? And so make one bracha and say Kriya Shema. What do you mean make one bracha and say Kriya Shema? Make two brachas and say Kriya Shema. Why only one bracha? Because there was only one bracha that's in Birchas HaMitzvah. And the Birchas HaMitzvah is the only one that must be done in the context of the mitzvah. The Birchas HaShevach, they can be done later. The Birchas HaMitzvah has to be done in the context of the mitzvah.
If it is a Birchas HaMitzvah, why don't we say Asher Kedushan
HaMitzvah? Very good question. Right? The Ramban doesn't deal with it. Very troubling. Right? Why wouldn't we have Asher Kedushan HaMitzvah on Kriya Shema? Do we ever have a Birchas HaMitzvah that doesn't have Asher Kedushan HaMitzvah? So, okay, depending on how you understand Birchas Eiris in Right. And depending on, but whenever we don't have it, there's always a discussion. Is this really Birchas HaMitzvah? Right? Birchas Eiris is Machlokas Rambam the Rosh, whether it's Birchas HaMitzvah or Birchas Shevach Hodah. So if you assume like the right Shitas and Rishonim, so I guess they hold, there are certain Rishonim that hold of a possibility of Birchas HaMitzvah that's been elaborated and expanded and therefore doesn't include just the simple text of Asher Kedushanu B'mitzvosav V'tzivanu. It may also relate to how you understand what the nature of Birchas HaMitzvah is. Is a Birchas HaMitzvah a requirement to say a Shevach before the mitzvah, to be Meshavech HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving you this mitzvah? In which case, using a Nusach of a Shevach is not so bad. You're saying a Shevach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving you this mitzvah. Or no, maybe Birchas HaMitzvah, it's where Rav Soloveitchik reads the Rambam, is a Matir. The Rambam writes that Kishem, just like you make a bracha before you eat food, so too you make a bracha before you do a mitzvah. So what's the Kishem? So Rav Soloveitchik said that Kishem is that just like it's clear in the Gemara and Brachas, that it's asr l'adam lehanos me'elam hazeh b'lo bracha, that it's asr for a person to get l'ashem ha'aretzim lo, the whole world belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's asr for a person to get enough from this world without making a bracha. What's the bracha? It's matir me to be mo'al behedish. The whole world is hedish, it all belongs to Hashem. I make a bracha and all of a sudden I'm allowed to drink this water that came from Poland Spring. It's amazing that now I'm allowed to enjoy that benefit. So too, Birchas HaMitzvah, mehechi tasty, that I'm going to have the chutzpah to serve the Ribbono Shalom, that I'm going to know how to serve the Ribbono Shalom, I'm going to be able to say, here's my service. We need a matir. We need to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know what my matir is? Shetzivanu, you told me to do it. So I'm emphasizing the matir. Maybe b'toras matir, it only makes sense when you say asher k'shom tzos mitzvanu, not to just stam say divrei shevach. So it might relate to how you understand the nature of b'chus mitzvah. What?
Isn't there no hanah for mitzvah?
The mitzvahs lav lehanos nitnu, which means that's really a nedarim sugya. Meaning that means if I take a neder that I'm not going to get hanah from you, I'm allowed to get a mitzvah from you. It doesn't mean that I can't enjoy a mitzvah. Meaning, and it doesn't mean that I don't enjoy a mitzvah. I love the mitzvah of sleeping in the sukkah.
Yeah, but halacha doesn't recognize that as a
no. Right. No. He's not saying that it's a no. It's saying that it's a matir. Meaning, not that the mitzvah, that the birchus mitzvah is matir the hana. It's matir the mitzvah. It's matir the service of the mitzvah itself. This is the third possibility of what birchus mitzvah. There are probably many more possibilities. The third one that comes to mind of what birchus mitzvahs are all about. That's what the Nadvi Yehuda writes. That based on the concept, Nadvi Yehuda in his famous tshuva about l'shem yichud, where he trashes chassidim for saying this terrible tefillah l'shem yichud. So he one of the things he says is that what are they going to tie into you? They're going to tie into that in order to do a mitzvah in the fullest form, it needs to be done b'dibor b'machshava b'maisa. So b'machshava is with kavana, b'maisa is the action of the mitzvah. B'dibor, so how do you get dibor into it? So b'dibor, you have to do something. So you have to say the shem yichud. So says Nadvi Yehuda, no. That's what a birchus mitzvah is for. It's not the Nadvidus Chiddush. The Ritva says like this. That's what the birchus mitzvah is for. It's to add this third element, to make this chut hamishulash of seriousness surrounding a mitzvah, that by putting your all into it, putting your thought into it, your action into it, and your words into it. So that could also be the end of birchus mitzvah. If that's the case, there's no reason why you should have to say asher k'rishanu b'mitzvos v'tzvanu. We should be open to other texts as well. And obviously, when, you know, I just always want to be clear. When we say chakiras like that, it makes it sound so simple, like three possibilities of what birchus mitzvah is. It's also possible that two out of those three are true, that three out of those three are true. You know, it's possible that there's some combination of the two. It's possible that birchus mitzvah is to include dibur and to serve as a matir, right? And it could be that if it's to include, and there might be nafkaminas, there might be cases where only one of those halachos will apply. Let's say it's a mitzvah that you're already doing b'dibur. It's a mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah. So do you really need dibur to emphasize and strengthen that mitzvah? No, but you may still need the matir, you may still need the other idea. I forgot already what the third idea I said was, of being Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the privilege of doing the mitzvah. You may need, you know, so it could be that it will depend on the mitzvah also. But anyway, okay, so that's shita number two, is the Ramban. Then it depends which bracha. You can't just say our birchos kriya shema as a whole birchos mitzvah or not. No, one is and one isn't, says the Ramban. One is and the rest aren't, the Ramban says. And third sheet is the Me'iri. The Me'iri, Brachos, Yiralf, and Beis, says Birchus Kriya Shema are not a Birchus HaMitzvah, they're Birchus Shevach V'odah, but he says that when you say Birchus Kriya Shema, you become potter from saying a Birchus HaMitzvah. Meaning Kriya Shema is a mitzvah. What was the Ramban's greatest, what was the big raya that Birchus Kriya Shema must be Birchus HaMitzvah according to the Ramban, that Rav HaSol must be Birchus HaMitzvah? Because Kriya Shema needs a bracha. It needs a Birchus HaMitzvah. So says the Me'iri, you're right, it does need a Birchus HaMitzvah, except when you say these Birchus Shevach V'odah, it patters you from having to say a Birchus HaMitzvah. It covers the requirement of Birchus HaMitzvah. Why? So it could be that the Me'iri understands that the nature of Birchus HaMitzvah is to include Dibur, or to include Divrei Shevach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the text of Birchus HaMitzvah still has to be Asher K'rishanu Mitzvos V'tzivanu. But once you're fulfilling the inyan of Birchus HaMitzvah by saying these Birchus HaShevach, mele there was no longer a requirement to actually have Birchus HaMitzvah. But says the Me'iri, and this we know already from Shitos in the Gaonim like this, that if you're not going to say the Birchus Kriya Shema, he says, if you're not going to, I think the Me'iri says this himself, that if you're not going to say Mishlo Yoda Brachos V'Yoda Shema, Mevarech lefnei kriyasa asher kiddushanu v'chulei l'kroa shema. Says the Me'iri, if you're not going to say the Birchus Kriya Shema, then of course you do need to say Birchus HaMitzvah. Because the Ramban is absolutely right. Kriya Shema is a mitzvah that requires a bracha. So say the typical Birchas HaMitzvah. This isn't the Birchas HaMitzvah, it's the Birchas Shevach Hodah. But if you're not going to say this Birchas Shevach Hodah, and it's interesting how he gives examples of why you wouldn't. He says, maybe you don't know them, or maybe and you do know Shema. Or maybe you don't know Shema or them, but you have a machzor that says Shema, but you don't have a machzor. I don't know why he has to give all the examples. Whatever reason it is, you don't. You're going to say Shema, and you don't know the brachos. So says the Meiri. So you would still say you would say a Birchas HaMitzvah instead on Kriya Shema. Miri says you may wonder that this sounds a little strange. Why am I exempt from a Birchas HaMitzvah just because I happen to be saying Birchas Shevach? He says it shouldn't sound so strange to you. We do it every year on Rosh Hashanah, Tkiyas Shofar. Says the Miri, there's no Birchas HaMitzvah l'shma kol Shofar. There's only the brachos of Malchus, Achronos, and Shofros. Which you read that Miri, you're like, oh, he has a point. Then you think, well, wait a second. Isn't there a bracha, the Shema Kol Shofar, that we say in Shul every single year? Oh yeah, there is. There is a Birchas HaMitzvah on the Shema Kol Shofar. Miri says, you know, it's Yadua. We never make a bracha on Shofar. Where's the Birchas HaMitzvah on Shofar? So we're Yotze with all the brachas we say about Malchus, Achronos, and Shofros that have nothing to do that aren't really a Birchas HaMitzvah. How do I know they're not a Birchas HaMitzvah? Let's say you don't have a Shofar. Do you still say those brachas of Malchus, Achronos, and Shofros? Absolutely yes. The Gemara even has a discussion. If you have one city that has a chazan who knows all those brachos, another city that has a shofar but no chazan that knows any of the brachos, which city should you go to? Right? There's a whole sugya, Rosh Hashanah Lama Dalet, I think, around there. Right? What city do you go? So of course you would say those brachos without the shofar itself, right? Absolutely, you'd say those brachos, and yet you see they substitute for Birchas HaMitzvah. So why is the Meiri assuming that there's no brachos on there's no Birchas HaMitzvah on the shofar? So the Bala Ma'or in Rosh Hashanah points out, he says, Umashe nagu litka kolat kios k'shen yoshvin umevarchin alein birchsat kia nirali ki lo haya kein b'yamei rabosenu chachmei atalmud. This inyan that we have, that we make a bracha at the beginning of Tkiyah Shofar, we blow 30 kolos, and then we're not going to blow again until Shemona Esrei, those first 30 kolos, he says the Bala Ma'or, that's a new minhag. They didn't have that in the times of Chazal. Wait a second, Chazal talk about Tekiyos to Miyushav and Tekiyos to Mu'umad. So what do you mean they didn't have it? Isn't that the definition of Tekiyos to Miyushav? And then Tekiyos to Mu'umad would be the Chazar Sashat's ones, no? So the Baal Amar says no. Tekiyos to Miyushav and Tekiyos to Mu'umad are the Tekiyos that we lay in, that we say in Shemona Esrei and Chazar Sashat's. It's not the Tekiyos that we do beforehand. There is no Chachmei Talmud didn't have Tekiyos that we did beforehand. Why did we innovate to make tekiyos before Shemona Esrei, before we get into Malchus, Achronos, V'Shofros? Where did this innovation come from? So the Baal Amar says, because it got to the point where people who were sick, people who, women who just had babies, or whatever, people who couldn't stay in shul for the entire Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, they wanted to hear 30 kolos. So they have to sit through all Malchus, Achronos, and Shofros to hear 30 kolos. So we made life easy for them. They come for the brachos, the earth, and adayom. This is what people do, right? The women's section fills up for the birchs, for the brach on the shofar, and 30 kolos. And one of the great scams the rabbanim have managed to pull over the eyes of the Jewish people is to tell them that it's absolutely forbidden to speak between the bracha and the very end of Musaf, the last tekiyos at the end of Musaf. It's not really true. You're allowed to leave even after 30 tekiyos in terms of the mitzvah of tekiyos shofar. 30 kolos, you yotzei the mitzvah already. Okay, it's still preferable not to. It's preferable not to speak all year. It's even more preferable since you want that bracha to be chal on all of those tekiyos. But it's not like it ruins your mitzvah in any way. The first 30 kolos, that's all you really need. But somehow shuls managed to stay quiet during Rosh Hashanah davening. It was worth it. It was a worthwhile announcement to make, even if slightly dishonest. So the Baal Amar says that's why they invented these new kolos at the beginning. So that's what the Meiri is talking about. So the Meiri very clearly is Birchas Kriya Shma Birchas HaMitzvah. No, but it helps save you from the requirement of doing a Birchas HaMitzvah. And this, in fact, the Rosh pretty much says explicitly, I think we saw this Rosh earlier, in the name of Rav Amram Gaon. The Rosh writes in the name of Rav Amram Gaon that if a person doesn't say Birchus Kriya Shema, you should say Asher Kriya Shema, Tosu Tzvanu. Right, the Rosh, right in the back of Masechus Brachos, Siman Aleph, the very first chapter of Rosh, the very first paragraph of Rosh in this Masechta, says in the name of Ramam Gaon, Yishmek Abracha, Asher Kriya Shema, Tosu Tzvanu, Al Kriya Shema. Says Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah, come on. Anyone ever hear that Bracha? You ever heard anyone say that bracha? Right, all of you probably have davened at some point in your life in shuls that start davening 9 o'clock on Shabbos morning. So you've all had the experience of saying Kriya Shema before the Zman, right? Before the Sof Zman Kriya Shema alone without the context of the brachos, no one ever says that bracha. What's that bracha about? So says the Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah, bracha zu lo matzino osa b'shum makom. There is no such bracha. Yoser nachon sheyomar avas olam shenitkena etzla. Much more correct to say the bracha of avas olam. That's what you do. So the Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah, again, through his discussion, seems to assume that this bracha is simply birchas shevach vauda, right? That someone who davens mariv before tzeisav kachavmi says should make the bracha. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, you say the bracha of avas olam before you say Shema, when you davening Marav, which is before it says Chavim, then you say it again later when you say Shema again. When you say Shema Kriya Shema Alamita, you should say Avas Olam again. Unbelievable. Who does that? Right? He says Avas Olam if you're davening Marav early. So what's the problem if you're davening Marav early? You're davening Marav way before, you're davening after Plag, let's say. So you're not getting the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. But you should still say Avas Olam. Why? Why are you saying Avas Olam? You're not getting Birch HaShevach. But it's interesting, here's where he goes a little different. Rabbeinu Yonah says, but then again, when you say Kriya Shema Lamita in Keshitas Rashi, you're being Yotze, your actual mitzvah of Kriya Shema, say Avos Olam again. Now, why would you say it again? So it could be Rabbeinu Yonah holds that it's both. That it's a Bircha Shevach and a Bircha Mitzvah. It's not so clear Rabbeinu Yonah is exactly like the Me'iri. Right? The Me'iri says it's clearly Bircha Shevach, it exempts you from Bircha Mitzvah. Rabbeinu Yonah sounds like the Me'iri because he says, look, say it again later because you can't do the mitzvah without a bracha. So what was Rav Amram Gaon's solution and the Me'iri's solution? Say Asher Kriya Shema Tosu Tzvanu. But Rabbeinu Yonah says, you have another problem. You can't make up brachos. Chazal never made up such a bracha. So you need some bracha to pater the need for Birchas Mitzvah. So what do you do? Say Avos Olam, a little pater. So there are two ways to read the Rabbeinu Yonah. One way to read it is, it's not a Birchas Mitzvah, but it will pater the need for Birchas Mitzvah. The other way to read it is, maybe it has a dual aspect. Maybe it's both a Birchas Shevach and a Birchas Mitzvah. And that's why you could say the same bracha twice in one night. One before nightfall and one after nightfall. One vis-a-vis the Birchas Shevach Shabo, and one to be Yotzei the Birchas HaMitzvah Shabo. Okay, that's third Shita. Fourth Shita is the sheet of the Arzurua, and the Arzurua is very clear, where he says, he says, I'll tell you a rule about brachos. So Arzurua stam, a rule about brachos. If you didn't make a birchas mitzvah right before doing the mitzvah, make the bracha right afterwards. He says, how do I know that you're allowed to do this? He says, one raya is tevilas ger. When a ger has to be tovel in a mikvah, there's a sugi at the beginning of Masechus Pesachim about when brachos need to be over las yasan, when they don't need to be so over las yasan, all the rishonim get in on the act, when you say li, when you say al, very big sugi at the beginning of Masechus Pesachim. So tevilas ger, what's the inherent problem in the birchas mitzvah and the tevila of a ger?
He's not a Jew,
he can't say Asher Kriya Shema Tosu Tzvanu. So what does he do? So he makes the bracha afterwards. Come out of the mikveh, make the bracha. Right after the tevila, you'll make the bracha. So says the Arzurua, you see clearly, if you're unable or forgot to make a birchas mitzvah beforehand, you could still make a bracha, a birchas mitzvah, afterwards. So says the Arzurua, the other raya is Kriya Shema. That if a person is mevarich avas olam, and he says Shema, and then he says Yotzerar, he's Yotzei Yischiyuv, because the Seidar brachos is not ma'akev. Say the brachos right after Shema, even the ones that are supposed to come before, you can say right after Shema. So he says, you see, that's a raya, the birchas mitzvah. If you didn't do it before, you can still do it after. What kind of raya? What does that tell you from that raya? must be that he holds the Birch Kriya Shema are Birchs HaMitzvah. If he held the Birch Shevach, then it's the worst Raya ever. He's trying to prove that you can make a Birch HaMitzvah after you do the Mitzvah. So what's he hacking with Birch Kriya Shema? It must be that he holds the Birch Kriya Shema are themselves a Birch HaMitzvah. That's, by the way, he's attacking the Rambam. The Rambam holds that once you've already done the mitzvah, it's too late. There is no birchas mitzvah ever after the mitzvah. We don't make a bit. The Rambam says the other place where this comes up is a major machlokas about when to say the bracha is birchas erusin, right? And the Rambam writes, that's how we know the Rambam holds the birchas mitzvah. The Rambam says you make this bracha before you do the erusin, before you say the Arei HaMekudeshes and put the ring on her finger. You first make the birchas erusin because it's a birchas mitzvah. And you can't do it afterwards. So some Rishonim disagree, and they say, yeah, but she might say no, and then what? Then you'll have made a bracha, and she's going to run away, and then you won't be able to do the erusin. So since it's not biyado to complete, it maybe it's better to be safe, do the mitzvah, and then make the bracha. But the Rambam doesn't want to hear of it. The Rambam says, you can't make a bracha after you do it. It's too late. You already did the mitzvah. So the Arzu Ruz is against the Rambam. But the point is, that I'm trying to draw out, is that we have four shitos. In terms of what is the nature of Birchas Kriya Shema, we have the Rashba that it's clearly just a Birchas HaShavach, the Ramban that Avas Olam is Birchas HaMitzvah, Yotzerar is Birchas HaShavach, we have the Meiri that it is a Birchas HaShavach, but it can replace a Birchas HaMitzvah, it can exempt you from the need for a Birchas HaMitzvah, but if you don't say it, then you will need to say an actual Birchas HaMitzvah in its place. And then we have the Arzarua in the name of Rabbeinu Chananel, that it in fact is a Birchas HaMitzvah. Those are four shitos. Now, Mishnah, yeah?
Maybe the Rabbeinu Yonah subscribes to, meaning he holds the Birchas HaMitzvah, but he holds like the Arzarua, that if you had said the Birchas HaMitzvah earlier in the night and you weren't Yotzei HaMitzvah, you can go ahead and say the Birchas HaMitzvah again when you're Yotzei HaMitzvah.
Why is that like the Arzarua?
The Arzarua
says even after you do the mitzvah. Rabbeinu Yonah's case is you didn't do the mitzvah yet because you were davening too early. Now you're going to do the mitzvah with Kriya Shema Lamita. So it's like almost the opposite of the Arzarua.
Fine, but even more so, you should be able to make a Berachas mitzvah now.
For sure. Right, so Rabbeinu Yonah says, but there is no such bracha of Asher Kishonim Sazivzadim al Kriya Shema, so say Avos Olam. So that's just Yesh Lodin, what he means by that. Does he mean Avos Olam is a Berachas mitzvah, or just like the Miri, it exempts you from Birchas HaMitzvah? Now the Mishnah in Brachos and Daf Tesam Beis, Meimus Akar Shema B'Shachris. What's this man Kriya Shema? So Mishayakir Bin Tchilas Lava and Rabbi Loza says Bin Tchilas Lakarti. As soon as you could see the difference between certain types of colors, until when Ad Anitzachama Rabbi Yeshua Omer Ad Shalosh Shaos, because Derech Bnei Adam Lamod B'Shalosh Shaos. So that's what we paskin till 3 hours into the day. You could say Kriya Shema. Says the Mishnah, Hakari mikan ve'elach lo hifsid kadam hakari b'torah. If someone says Shema after 3 hours into the day, good. It's like reading from the Torah. It's no big deal. Good. That's the Kriya Shema. What about the brachos? Can you still say the brachos afterwards? After 3 hours? After the Zman Kriya Shema? Says the Gemara, avum varichu shtayim lefneh ve'achas l'achareh. Even though it's past Man Kriya Shema, and you're only Kikori Batoro when you're saying Shema, you can still say the brachos. If it's a Birchas HaMitzvah, that doesn't make any sense. You're not getting the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. What are you getting? Yeah, mitzvah Talmud Torah. You're Kikori Batoro. Why should you be allowed to say the Birchas Kriya Shema after the Zman of Kriya Shema if it's a Birchas HaMitzvah? So there happens to be a discussion in the Rush. When we say that mikan ve'ilach, you still say the Birchas Kriya Shema. What does that mean? Until Chatzos, like the Shita of the Rabbanan and how late you could daven? Till 4 hours, like the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda and how late you could daven? Or Kol Yom Kula? You could just say it all day long. Rav Haigon writes, Kol Shar Raviyas, only for the fourth hour. Only for the fourth hour. Why? What's special about the fourth hour? Tefillah. Apparently, Birchas Kriya Shema, whatever kind of bracha they are, they were nitkan as part of tefillah. And therefore, so long as you're being mekayim, the mitzvah of tefillah, so long as you're still doing tefillah properly, you can say these brachas, because they are part of the actual tefillah. So this seems very clear that it's not a Birchas HaMitzvah of Kriya Shema, because if it were a Birchas HaMitzvah of Kriya Shema, it would be too late after 3 hours. Rather, what is it? It's a bracha and tefillah. It's a bracha that has become a part of tefillah. That's the Pashut reading. That's how Rav Yonasan Sacks has in his Archos Yamim Simin Hei. Rav Willig in Am Mordechai says, wait a second. Coincidentally, also in Simin Hei, his piece on Birchas Kriya Shema, he says, wait a second. That's not necessarily a raya that it's not a Birchas HaMitzvah. It could be that it is a Birchas HaMitzvah. Mida Oraisa, this bracha has to be set up until 3 hours into the day. It could be that Mida Rabbanan, there's still a mitzvah to say it for another hour, for another 2 hours, or all day, who knows? Right? All the different possibilities of what the Gemara means. It could be that that's a Din de Rabbanan of saying Kriya Shema. That if one misses Kriya Shema in the Zman, in the Daraisa Zman, you could still be Mekayim a partial Kiyum of Kriya Shema Midrabanan. Do we make brachas and mitzvahs to Rabbanan? Absolutely. It's Gemara in Shabbos, Gemara in Sukkah, right? Shabbos in the Chanukah, right by the Chanukah Sugya is in the second parak, Sukkah, Daf Mem Dal, and Mem Hei, around there. Heichon Sivanu, how can you make a bracha on Mrs. Rabbanan? Gemara says, Lo Sasur, Hashem told us, Lo Sasur, that's a Dindar Raisa, and therefore you could say, Asher Kishadim, it's also Vitzvanu, even on Dindar Rabbanan. Okay, that's what Rabbi Willick suggests, that maybe there's a Dindar Rabbanan. The only thing is, it's an odd Dindar Rabbanan. I mean, that would be a strange Dindar Rabbanan to have. Why is that a strange Dindar Rabbanan? Normally, Dindar Rabbanan enhance the Dindar Raisa. Not only should you do it to this level, do it to this level, right? Not only should you have a sukkah that's 6x6 tvachim, make it even nicer, make it 7x7 tvachim. A Din Rabbanan, you know, not only should you say, thank you God for the food, it was awesome, you should actually say a whole text of Birchas HaMazon that covers a variety of themes. The Rabbanan, you know, they raised the bar. This Din Rabbanan would be a very strange Din Rabbanan, because what's it doing? It's lowering the bar. The Torah demands that you finish it within the first 3 hours. Okay, if you didn't, don't worry, we'll give you an extension.
The Lashon of Lo Hafsidah stuff, like, you don't lose out if you say it. Like, not like it's a thing in itself, it's just you don't lose out.
Right. That's also true. Good. Yeah, so I didn't buy Rabbi Willig's approach. I thought the standard approach makes much more sense over here. That this seems to be right. That's not a Birchas HaMitzvah.
Rabbi Willig is saying that they are enhancing, they're expanding the Chiyuv. You have not only a Chiyuv midin Kriya Shema d'Oraisa, you have a Chiyuv midin Kriya Shema d'Rabbanan, which is a Chiyuv in Tefillah. The way he words it is that it's a chilek of tefillah. The Rabbanu or Masakin, they have to say.
Good. So the way you have to formulate it, good.
It's a mechayev.
That Kriya Shema is a double kiyum. It's a kiyum of Kriya Shema, and it's a kiyum of tefillah. Mid Rabbanon, it's a kiyum of tefillah. So vis-a-vis the kiyum of Kriya Shema, so we can't change that. Mid Oraisa, you have the first 3 hours. But once the Rabbanu or Masakin as a kiyum in tefillah, that it's a double kiyum, by making a part of tefillah, so they have raised the bar, but with that comes the ability to continue to say it. Good. Right, that's the way he says it, that's the way he formulates it. The Rambam is a little difficult, though. The Rambam, in the first paragraph of Hilchos Kriya Shema Halacha Yud Gimel, writes, HaKori Achar Shalosh Shos B'Yom, Afilu Haya Anus, Lo Yossi Dechovas Kriya Shema Ba'onaso, El Areu Kakori B'Torah, Umevarech Lefaneha Ula Achareha Kol Hayom. Kalayom, not 4 hours. Kalayom. So what in the world is going on with the Rambam? If you want to say it's a din in Birchas HaMitzvah and Kriya Shema, well, that's done at 3 hours. You want to say it's a din in Tefillah, that's done either at 4 hours or 6 hours. So Mehech Deis, it's Kalayom. Stam Shevach. To just say once a day, a Birchas Shevach. Good. Could be. The Kesef Mishnah says, from this Rambam, it's a Raya, unbelievable Kesef Mishnah. You wouldn't believe it if you don't see it. Kesef Mishnah says, this Rambam is a Raya, that Mida Oraisa, the Zman Kriya Shema Shel Shachris, is Kalayom Kula. That the whole din, the first 3 hours, is only din Rabbana. Mida Oraisa, you could say Kriya Shema Shel Shachris all day long. And he says, think about it. Everyone asks the Kasha, when can you say Kriya Shema Shel Arvis until? First Mishnah Maseches Brachos. Right, you can say it all night, or maybe Al Chatzos says whatever. But the sheet that says you can say it all night, why? Because B'shachcha, that's when people are sleeping. And what does Uv Kumecha mean? B'shachcha means when people are sleeping, not when they go to sleep. Right? Midol Reis, it means when people are sleeping the whole night. And what does Ubukumecha mean? When people are getting up? That's what the Mishnah says. When people are waking up, first 3 hours. That's very incongruous. On one hand, Bishachcha means the entire time people are sleeping, and Ubukumecha means only when people are actually getting up, not when people are up. So it says the Kesef Mishnah, it can't be. Ubukumecha means when people are up. And when are people up? The whole day. And therefore, the Zman Kriya Shema, Midol Raisa, is all day long. It's a Dinter Rabbanan with an Asmachta from a Pasuk of Ubukumecha to tell me that it's only the first 3 hours of the day. Another Raisa, says Kesef Mishnah. Where does 3 hours come from? What happens at 3 hours?
Princes
get up. Who the heck cares what princes do? Why does that matter? I'm a blue-collar Jew. I wake up, at 5 a.m. to learn the Daf Yomi. What does that have to do with 3 hours into the day? Who wakes up at 8:30 a.m.? That's unheard of. Where does that come from? So that's because Mishnah says must be that this man is all day long. So because Mishnah makes it clearly sound like the brachos of Kriya Shema are a brachos of mitzvah. Because you can't fathom any other possibility. Why are we allowed to say these brachos all day? Because the mitzvah is all day. And you can only say these brachos if you're doing the mitzvah. So it sounds like it's a brachos of mitzvah. Magen Avram says, wait a second. That Kesef Mishnah, it's very exciting and it's very enticing to want to say like that Kesef Mishnah. But he says it can't be right. The Gemara calls Kriya Shema a mitzvah sasei shazman grama. What the Kesef Mishnah just did is said, when's the zman of Kriya Shema? 24 hours a day, every day of your life. All day and all night. So zakta shagas aryeh. No, it's not. There's two mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah of Kriya Shema shal shachris, which is only during the daytime. Mitzvah of Kriya Shema shal arvis, which is only during the nighttime. Those are two different mitzvahs. The daytime Shema cannot be fulfilled at night, and the nighttime Shema cannot be fulfilled during the day. So it's not a problem to call it a mitzvah sasei, Shazman Grama, says the Shagas Aryeh. The Levush Sarad on the side of the Shulchan Aruch in Aruch Chaim tries to be miyashiv what the Magen Avraham must have meant. That how can you call it a mitzvah Shazman Grama if it's 24 hours a day? And he writes, Afal gav de kriya shma shal laila zmana rak laila vishal yom bayom. Even though Kriya Shema Shel Arvis is only in Arvis, and Kriya Shema Shel Shachar is only in the morning, only in the daytime, Mikol Makom Kol HaKriyos Shema Shavos Heim. Memela Havitamid Zman Kriya Shema. What's he saying? He's saying Magen Avraham has a point. Even though there are two different kiyumim, there's a kiyum at night and a kiyum in the morning, the Maisa Mitzvah is the same exact Maisa Mitzvah. In the morning and at night. There's never a moment during the day where that Maisa Mitzvah is inappropriate or ineffective. A Mitzvah Sei Shazman Grama means a Mitzvah, this is a Chiddush in the definition of the Mitzvah. Obviously, Magen Avraham and Shagas Aryeh are arguing about the definition of Mitzvah Sei Shazman Grama. Magen Avraham must say a Mitzvah Sei Shazman Grama means a Mitzvah that at some times has no value. At some point, doesn't do anything. It doesn't mean a mitzvah that has a deadline, because these mitzvahs most definitely have a deadline. Kriya Shema Shel Shachris has a deadline, even according to the Kesef Mishnah, at Arvis, and Kriya Shema Shel Arvis has a deadline by the next morning. So they most certainly have a deadline. So that might be the Nekudas HaMachlokas. How do you define Zman Grama? Where do we learn that women are part of Mitzvah Shazman Grama from? So in Kiddushin, right? So where do we learn it from? The Gemara uses it's like multi-step, multi-tiered limud. Tefillin and Talmud Torah, right? It's not really, Talmud Torah is not Zman Grama, but it's that anyone who's not chayiv in Talmud Torah is nachayv in Limud Torah. I forgot already. Anyone is nachayv in Tefillin is nachayv in Talmud. Anyone is nachayv in Talmud Torah is also nachayv in Tefillin. Tefillin is Zman Grama. Mele the part from Zman Grama. I think something like that.
I think Tefillin is the main one.
Tefillin is the main one. So Tefillin has a deadline, right? You can no mitzvah at night for Tefillin. but tefillin also, there's times that it's inappropriate, meaning it would fit both definitions. So you could see that there's room for expanding or arguing or diverting on exactly what the definition is.
Mishiyaker Tcheles from Lavan, that's generally assumed to be Al Shachar or a little bit later?
Tcheles from Lavan is, Al Shachar.
So there's never been so there's no divide between the end of the night and the beginning of
Do you have any space in between? Yeah, I don't think so. I'm not holding the Zvanim Sugi right now, so I don't remember. Now, is it usher to do the mitzvah of Kriya Shema without the brachas? Meaning, let's say your shul davens at 9 o'clock on Shabbos morning, so you know they're going to miss them on Kriya Shema. So what do? You say Kriya Shema earlier without the brachas because you're not doing it in the context of tefillah. Is that a problem? Meaning, is it better to daven b'yichidus and therefore be able to say Kriya Shema with the brachos rather than to daven b'tzibur and say and get your mitzvah of Kriya Shema without the brachos and only say Kriya Shema with the brachos as part of your tefillah later on? So this is actually a machlokas in the poskim. And most people would say, of course, better daven b'tzibur. That's what the whole world does. The tshuva in Pri Yitzchak, where he says, no, nothing doing. It's better to, the kiyum mitzvah is supposed to be done in the context of brachos, and if you're doing the brachos outside of the context of the kiyum mitzvah, there's something wrong with that. Tefillah b'tzibur, that's just the icing on the cake. That's not an absolute chiyuv. But Kriya Shema in birchoseha, that's a chiyuv. Someone once asked Shaila, about are you allowed to move to a community that only has a 9 o'clock shachris minyan? Should you have to dafka choose a community that has a minyan that? Okay. You know why 9 o'clock shachris minyan is starting? You know the history of that? Anyone know the history of that? You know the history. I must have told you. When in the early 1900s in America, there was a major problem. Everyone would go to work on Shabbos morning, so the Young Israel. National Council of Young Israel, the Young Israel movement, decided that if you go to Young Israel, you shouldn't be able to go to work. That we're Orthodox. We are Shomer Shabbos. So how are they going to stop people from going to work after davening? So they push davening so late that it'll be too late to go to work. And they're davening at 9, you're not out of there till whatever, 11:30, 12, so it's too late to go to work. So there was, it was Neis Lassel Sla Hashem, Efer Usor Asecha. Mamish. Neis Lassel Hashem, Efer Usor Asecha. They had to undo the dinim of the Torah of Zman Kriya Shema in order to get people on the same page that we don't work on Shabbos, they ain't going to work on Saturday. We kept the Hefer Usor Asecha part and we lost the Esas Hashem. Okay, no. I'm going to have to go in a minute or two. Just there is a discussion in the Achronim. Okay, let's say there is no Birchas Mitzvah on Kriya Shema. Why isn't there a Birchas Mitzvah on Kriya Shema? The Netziv in the Hamik Shela has a whole discussion about this, and Netziv writes in Hamik Shela discussing where the Sheiltos talks about a Kohanim duchening, where he says that they have to make a bracha before they duchen. So the Netziv says when the Sheiltos says tzrichim levarich, that they tzarich, that they need, or boi, that they need a bracha, that means that it's an actual chiyuv. He says you have that by Afrash Eschala, such a lashon that the Shiltos uses, that boile levruche, you need to be mivarech. It means it's a chiyuv, like any other birchas mitzvah, that you need to make a bracha. Aye, the Gemara in Sota Lamates, Megillah Chav Zayin, says that they asked for Blazer ben Shemua, what did you do to be zoche to Arichas Yamin? Answers for Blazer ben Shemua, lo nasasi kapai below bracha. I always, whenever I duchen, I made a bracha first. So what does that tell you? That makes it sound like it's only a midas chasidus. That's why he had a richus yamim, that it's not a chiyuv. So says the Netziv, kvar kosva gra, she'ein habracha me ikr dina. And his raya is that the bracha is not me ikr dina, it's from that gemara, that it's only a midas chasidus. However, says the Netziv, avalo no da hatam, maishna mitzvahs birchus kohanim, he called mitzvahs hasei. Why would birchus kohanim not have a birchus mitzvah that's required by it? Doesn't make any sense. Why shouldn't you have a birchus mitzvah? So says the Netziv Chiddush that the Nesivus writes in his Haggadah that I think we even already said over this summer. That is that birchos, we never are misaking a bracha on a bracha. We don't have a bracha on the mitzvah birchos hamazon, because birchos hamazon is itself a bracha. Even though it's a mitzvah, you don't have a bracha, shekhar shalom mitzvah mitzvah, levarech achar hamazon. Just like we don't have a bracha on a bracha, we don't have a bracha on a mitzvah that is fulfilled in the context of brachos. When do we do birchos kohanim? In the context, A, it itself is a bracha, but also in the context of the Chazaras Hashatz, of the series of brachos known as Chazaras Hashatz. How do we do the mitzvah of Kriya Shema? In the context of Birchos Kriya Shema. Are the Birchos Kriya Shema Birchos a mitzvah? No! Why isn't there a Birchos a mitzvah? Because once Chazal were misaking to do this mitzvah in the context of brachos, Mela, it doesn't make sense. We no longer have a birchas mitzvah. That's how the Netziv understands it. If you're going to do it outside of the context of these brachos, then you have Rav Amram going, Asher Hashem, Mitzvah Sazon, Likros Hashema. Then you should say a birchas mitzvah and Kriya Shema. That's the chiddush of the Netziv. Not everyone holds that that way. The Primogadim says that it could be that you're already covered with the Birchas HaMitzvah, with the Birchas HaTorah. Because Kriya Shema, after all, is reading Pesukim. Go back to our first year of the summer, the connection between Kriya Shema and Talmud Torah. That there's some deep connection over there, so maybe the Birchas HaTorah already covers you. And the Abu Dram has a different approach. He just says that, no, what's the idea of a bracha? The idea of a bracha is the Kabbal Salmat HaShemayim, before you do a mitzvah. That I'm a Kabbal, I'm doing this L'Shem Hashem. Well, the whole Kriya Shema is a Kabbal Salmat HaShemayim. So what do you need a bracha on a Kriya Shema? The whole Kriya Shema is one big chetzah shel bracha. So it's unnecessary to have a bracha. All right, we didn't get to my favorite part of the sugya, and we're not going to get to it tomorrow night either, probably. But, okay. Well, I don't know.